Diverse workplaces promote happiness and innovation. Workplace diversity isn't just about fairness, it's crucial for business success. Diverse companies are more innovative and their employees are happier. But building an inclusive workplace can be challenging. Women, people of color, LGBTQ individuals, those with disabilities, and others still encounter obstacles. They might face harassment, limited promotional opportunities, or discrimination in hiring. Examples like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella's suggestion that women shouldn't request raises or Google's controversial anti-diversity memo highlight these challenges. Promote diverse workplaces with effective allyship. In workplaces, those in positions of authority can play a crucial role in promoting diversity by acting as allies to underrepresented colleagues. This involves actively ensuring everyone is included in meetings and events, supporting diverse professional networks and teams, and advocating for underrepresented voices. For instance, women can employ a strategy known as amplification during meetings, where they repeat and credit valuable contributions made by female colleagues to ensure proper recognition and prevent others from appropriating their ideas. True allies can steadily improve by staying open-minded and willing to learn from feedback. It's about being patient and making consistent efforts rather than aiming for perfection. Every small positive action counts. For instance, simply speaking up in a meeting can create a positive impact that spreads. Allies should use their privilege to support less advantaged people. When we talk about allyship, it always begins with discussing privilege. Privilege means any advantage given to a group of people because of things like their race, wealth, gender, ability, who they love, how old they are, their education, language, where they live, or their religion. Different types of discrimination often overlap and affect individuals in multiple ways. People can face marginalization based on various factors simultaneously. Those who are less privileged are more likely to encounter prejudice and violence due to these intersecting categories. The term privileged isn't meant to insult or undermine anyone's efforts. It's a way to talk about how society views and treats people based on certain traits and how this can affect their opportunities, confidence, and ability to support others. This concept isn't just about singling out white men. It applies to almost everyone as a tool for analyzing social dynamics. Those who have privilege must use it responsibly by supporting those who face disadvantages. This helps promote equality and diversity. Allyship varies from advocacy to scholarship in its forms. Effective allies actively support underrepresented groups in various ways. They use specific frameworks to guide their actions and promote inclusivity. The supporter. This ally supports and recommends talented individuals from underrepresented groups for roles that offer learning and exposure opportunities. The winner. This ally connects employees from underrepresented backgrounds with experts and steps back to let others advocate for diversity. The enhancer. This ally promotes great ideas and ensures equitable communication by endorsing and sharing them widely. They also encourage underrepresented individuals to participate in visible activities like speaking at meetings. The proponent. This ally ensures that underrepresented employees are included in events, introduced to networks, and given chances to collaborate. The educator. These allies educate themselves by listening to podcasts, reading articles, and seeking feedback from underrepresented groups without burdening them. The advocate. This ally speaks out against injustices, deflects inappropriate questions, and intervenes in cases of harassment. The advisor. This ally believes in and invites people into conversations while maintaining an open-door policy. Avoid trying to rescue or save others. In scenarios like hiring decisions where a candidate from an underrepresented group faces subjective evaluation criteria they can't fully grasp an ally's role diverges from that of a savior or defender. While a knight might immediately advocate for the candidate's hire, an ally instead tackles the systemic problem by advocating for the development of standardized, transparent benchmarks aligned with the job's essential skills, aiming to address the root issue of biased evaluation criteria. To steer clear of the knight trap, ask, how many will benefit from my idea? What's the goal? How will it impact the company now and later? Will it boost equality? Aim for fairness by distributing resources justly, not by using one-size-fits-all solutions. Prioritize what's right, not just what's easy or convenient. Effective allies aim to create meaningful change that benefits as many people as possible by addressing broader underlying issues rather than just individual problems. They should promote processes that encourage inclusivity and diversity within organizations. Actions must lead to real and measurable improvements, rather than superficial gestures that only serve to boost egos. Remain receptive to feedback in tough discussions. Talking about privilege and discrimination isn't easy. It's personal and sensitive. But open discussions are crucial for companies and employees to learn and grow. We need to talk about the challenges faced by underrepresented groups and brainstorm solutions. Ignoring these issues will only make things worse in the long term. Stay respectful during these tough conversations to keep moving forward. To attract a diverse range of job applicants, companies should use inclusive strategies. They can start by creating promotional materials and websites that show diverse people and highlight the company's commitment to fairness using friendly language. Job listings should avoid language that might discourage certain candidates and avoid strict requirements. During interviews, it's important to ask consistent, job-related questions and use objective assessments based on skills. Fair pay and promotions based on skills, performance, and experience are key to promoting inclusivity in the workplace. Combat microaggressions, ensure representation and inclusion. Stay alert for microaggressions. This term, despite being around since the 1970s, refers to everyday insults, verbal, nonverbal, or structural actions that, whether on purpose or not, contribute to a hostile environment. Microaggressions are subtle forms of discrimination that can be just as harmful as overt racism. Unlike obvious acts of racism, these remarks are often indirect and unintentionally offensive. For instance, when someone tells a black or brown person they are so articulate, it might seem like a compliment, but it can imply surprise or low expectations based on race. Over time, these seemingly innocent comments can erode a person's sense of worth and belonging. Create an inclusive culture. Recognizing that microaggressions are real is just the beginning. To build an inclusive environment, we must take further actions. 1. Share out the less desirable tasks like grunt work and office chores equally among everyone. 2. Plan events that are affordable and easy for everyone to attend. 3. Redirect questions that assume someone with more privilege knows more than others who are marginalized. 4. Stop any attempts to show off or put others down in discussions. 5. Give credit to those who come up with ideas or take charge of tasks. 6. Organize meetings so that everyone, especially underrepresented groups, has a place at the table. Key points. 1. Workplace diversity is key to happiness and innovation, crucial for business success and fairness. 2. Effective allyship means actively including underrepresented colleagues in meetings and networks. 3. Use privilege responsibly to support disadvantaged groups and promote equality and diversity. 4. Different types of discrimination overlap, affecting individuals in multiple ways simultaneously. 5. Be an ally by supporting, advocating, and educating without trying to rescue or save others. 6. Stay open to feedback and discussions about privilege and biases to encourage respectful dialogue. 7. Combat microaggressions and create an inclusive culture by sharing tasks equally and organizing inclusive events.